God has given me this word. He put it in my spirit.
Amen.
Amen. God allowed me to go to 2 Samuel today. Amen. 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel, the fifth chapter.
Wow.
Amen. 2 Samuel, the fifth chapter. I'm excited. Amen. I'm so grateful. I was like, God, I know these people are probably saying to themselves, this man don't know any other books of the Bible. Every time I tune in, he's in Ezekiel. Amen. But now he allowed me. He gave me the light. Amen. To go to 2 Samuel, the fifth chapter. And I'm just going to start reading from the 21st verse down to the 25th verse. Amen. The 2 Samuel, the fifth chapter, reading from the 21st down to the 25th. And the word of God reads as such, and there they left their images. And David said unto his men, burn them. And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, thou shall not go up, Jesus, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over again the mulberry bush. And let it be when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself. For then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. And David did so as the Lord had commanded him, and smite the Philistines from Gibeah until thou come to Gaza. Amen. We thank God for that reading of scriptures. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for this word, for this word is powerful. This word is life. This word is strength. This word is healing. Father, I thank you for this word. If I had 10 billion tongues, I couldn't thank you enough for this word, God, that you've put in my heart and in my mind. This word, God, that you have allowed me to live, God. I thank you for this word that you have put in me this morning. Speak, oh God, this word to your people. Let it be clear. Let it be sound. Let it be powerful. Let it be Holy Ghost filled. Father, I pray now in your precious name, oh God, that you would just have your way, God. Take me to a place of you that I've never been before. God, show me your glory, God. I need to see your glory. We need to see your glory, God. Father, I pray, oh God, God, let your word, God, sound loudly in the ears of your people. Father, I pray today, oh God. Father, I thank you for those that will hear this word, God. Let it fall on good ground. I pray in the name of Jesus. God, let it do as it's purposed to do.
Yes.
Father, I thank you for what it's going to do in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you glory and honor, for it's already done in Jesus' name. Let us all say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I want to use for a subject this morning, don't open the doors of the church until you hear the sound.
Wow.
Don't open the doors of the church until you hear the sound. My brothers and sisters, when I look at the text here, the first thing that jumps out at me is the first part of the text in verse 17, when the Philistines have heard now that David is the new king. The Bible said they didn't have a problem with David, and they didn't think about attacking David until they heard that David was anointed. When I look at this in the text, the first thing that jumps out at me is the fact that they had already knew that David was a warrior and he was successful and all of his endeavors, they already knew that he was successful and they knew that he was prosperous because the women and the children would chant his name in the streets. Everyone knew that wherever David did, the blessings of God was upon him. And because God was upon him and the favor was on his life, whatever he did, he was successful at it. But now that he has become king, now the Philistines are getting concerned. But they did not think of attacking him until they found out that David was now the anointed king. Mm-hmm. And what I've come to understand, my brothers and sisters, that there is a lot of us that might as well get it in our heads that the enemy is going to attack you, not because of how much money you have, or not because of how educated you may be, not because of what you may own, but he attacks those that are anointed by God. Some of you here, my brothers and sisters, do not understand that the only reason why you are alive today, the only reason why you are still living, the only reason why, hallelujah, you are able to stand, hallelujah, the only reason why you have made it through this COVID-19 is because of the anointing that is on your life. Amen. The anointing is your sword. It is your shield. It is the thing that covers you and protects you. It is the thing that girds you up when life has tried to push you down. Hallelujah. The anointing that is on your life, hallelujah, has kept you in the midst of all that you have gone through. And now we hear in the text that they are coming after David because he is the king and because he is an anointed king of God. And so I love what David does. David does not respond to them, but the Bible says that David goes now to his stronghold and he begins to inquire of the Lord. That's so important. Hallelujah. Because we must understand, my brothers and sisters, as we go through this COVID-19, amen, we see the enemy coming on every side. Some of us have recognized that the enemy is not just the enemy that tries to attack us, but some of us have seen the enemy that's within us. Jesus. And so now that it has been revealed who the enemy is, now we must understand we don't need to say anything right now. We need to stay still and we need to go into our stronghold and we need to inquire of the Lord. Oh, I want to take my time with this because we need to understand, my brothers and sisters, the reason why some of us are losing the battle, the reason why some of us are struggling in the battle, because we're trying to take the battle head on when we need to wait and inquire of the Lord and what he wants us to do, how he wants us to fight, how he wants us to handle the enemy that's coming after us. Some of us need to get it in our heads that you are not strong enough. You are not wise enough. You don't have enough God in you. You are still on milk. You're not on the meat yet. And you're trying to attack the enemy. And you need to understand that you need to keep your mouth closed and you need to go down in your stronghold and you need to inquire of the Lord. And the Bible says that he inquired of the Lord, hallelujah, and the Lord gave him direction. And I love what the Lord says here. He says, and the Lord said unto David, go up, for I will, he says, go up. And the Lord said unto David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hands. I like this. I got to take my time with this. He says, David, he says, go up. He said, for I will doubtless. And he says, in other words, he says, you ain't got to worry about it. You ain't got to think twice about it. I am with you. I'm going to deliver the enemy in your hand. Hallelujah. Some of us are worried. Our high blood pressure is up. We are stressed out. We are bitter. We become angry because we're locked in our houses and we're not mingling with other people. And we are upset right now. And we've allowed it to consume us when we should be inquiring of the Lord. We should be talking to our God. We should be on our faces in our households. We should be laying prostrate before God. We should be allowing God to speak to us during these times and allowing God to direct our path. We should be saying, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. Hallelujah. Somebody right now needs to hang up your telephone and inquire of God, because God is going to tell you how. God is going to tell you when. God is going to show you when he's going to deliver the enemy in your hand. Oh, I feel like preaching right now. God's going to let you know that I am with you, that you don't have to worry. You don't have to doubt. You don't have to think twice. I am right by your side. Why? Because you are inquired of me, because you went into your stronghold, because you went into your secret closet and you petitioned me, you called upon me. And now that you have called upon me, I will deliver the thing that's trying to destroy you. I will put it in your hands. Oh, I feel God all over me. Hallelujah. Touch your neighbor and tell him, I'm going to put it in. God said, you're going to put it in your hands. He's going to put it in your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I feel encouraged about that right now. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that when he had heard this, David said that he came to Baal. And David smote them there. In other words, he defeated them there. He destroyed the enemy there. Not only did he destroy the enemy, but he destroyed their images. Hallelujah. He destroyed their images. He destroyed the things that they were worshiping. And what I've come to understand, there's some things that we left inside of the church that God has closed the church so that he can destroy it before we can get back in the church. There's some stuff that was going on in churches that should not have been going on. There's some stuff that was being done that should not have been done. And God says, I'm going to close the door of the church so I can destroy those images, so I can destroy those gods that were in the church, people that thought that they were bigger than the pastor, people that were trying to hinder the ministry, people that would not support the ministry. He said, I'm going to bring them down and I'm going to destroy them so that I can bring my people back in the church. Oh God, I feel you all over me. Thank you, God. And the Bible said that he not only destroyed them, but he burnt them up. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there's some stuff, hallelujah, that you used to do. There's some stuff, hallelujah, that your children used to do. There's some stuff that you used to do in your marriage that you need not only to destroy, but you need to burn it up. Oh, I feel God right now. There's some stuff, hallelujah, that you used to indulge in, hallelujah, that you may try to destroy it. But if you don't burn it up, it's going to come back again. And so you got to destroy it. You got to burn it up so it will never return again. There's some generational curses that I got to destroy, hallelujah, by praying over. But then I got to burn it up by laying it out before God on the altar, laying my hands on it in the name of Jesus, and allowing God to consume it with fire. fire. Hallelujah. So it will never, ever return again. Hallelujah. I feel that right now. There's some stuff that I don't want it to ever return again. There's some stuff that went on in the church that I don't want to ever return again. Hallelujah. There's some disagreements. Hallelujah. There's some people. There's some things that I wish it will burn up and never return again, because it was bringing nothing but division and confusion and heartache. And I know that if we get rid of it, then the people of God can freely give God the praise. Oh God, I feel you right now. Hallelujah. Touch the neighbor, tell, burn it up. Hallelujah. Burn it up. Get rid of it. Hallelujah. I don't need it. It's a disturbance. Hallelujah. It's a hindrance. It's a burden. Hallelujah. Get rid of it. Hallelujah. And when David inquired of the Lord, hallelujah, he says, thou shall not go up. He says, but fetch a compass behind them. I like this in the text because he tells David not only when to go up, but he tells him how to handle his enemy. He says, in other words, he says, don't you go up where the enemy is. In other words, he says, I'm going to take you in another direction. Oh God, I feel that right now. He says, don't go up. He says, but I'm going to take you in another direction. The reason why it seems like life has been defeating you is because you've been trying to take every circumstances head on. Everything that has come your way, you feel, I'm grown, I can handle it, and you try to take it head on. You, because you feel you're strong enough, because you feel you know enough scriptures, because you know how to pray, you feel you can take everything head on. But there's some things God don't want you to take head on. God will tell you, don't go up to the enemy's camp, because I'm going to take you in another direction. Oh, I feel God right now, because there's some things God will tell me to handle, and there's some things he will handle himself. He says, don't you go up there. He says, I'm going to take you in another direction. And I like here that David is obedient. David is a listener. He knows the voice of God, and a stranger he will not follow. He understands because he inquired of the Lord, because he fell on his face before God, because he went into his stronghold. Hallelujah. He knew that he was in a place where he can hear God. And so now that he's hearing God, I'm so glad that he moved out of the way.
Jesus.
And he begins to hear what God is saying to him, because he knows that he is in a safe place where he can listen to what God is saying to him. Oh, I feel God right now, because we need to understand that when you are in your stronghold, you are in a safe place where you can hear what God has to say. Hallelujah. Your safe place, your stronghold, is a place where you can hear nobody else but Jesus. Thank God that I have a place in my life that I can go to where it's only me and God. I don't care what's going on around me. I don't care what the enemy's trying to do to me. I'm so glad today that I got a place where I can go and I can hear God. And God says to David, now don't you go up. He says, but I'm going to take you another way. And now the Bible says he does not go up to his enemy, but the Bible says that God gives him another direction. God says, I'm going to take you around the mulberry bush. He says, when I take you around the mulberry bush, he says, you're going to hear something. You're going to hear the top of the mulberry bush. And the mulberry bush is going to give off a sound. And he says, when you hear that sound, hallelujah, when you hear the sound, oh, I feel that, God, when you hear the sound, then you're going to know that it's time for you to take the enemy. Oh, I don't know who I'm talking to today. The reason why we got to keep the doors closed until we hear the sound is because we need to know before we get up in this church. I need to know that it was God that told us to go in the church, that God gave us the direction to go in the church. I don't want to go in before he said go in. I don't want to go in because Governor Cuomo said go in. I don't want to go in because the president said go in. I want to go in, oh God, when I hear the sound of God, when I hear the sound from the top of the mulberry bush, when I hear the voice of God. But until I hear the sound, I got to stay, hallelujah, in a place where I can hear from God. I can't mingle with everybody. I can't read everything. I can't listen to everybody. I can't be on the phone with everybody. I got to stay in my stronghold until God gives me direction. Because when God gives me the direction, no matter what comes at me, God's going to kill it before it kills me. I don't know who I'm talking to today. I may be talking only to Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, but if I'm only talking to Mount Lebanon, listen to this. We're not going in the church until I hear the sound, because when I hear the sound, and then we can open the doors, and I ain't got to worry about the virus, because God is going to protect us from the virus, because I'm in the stronghold waiting for God to give me direction. Oh, I feel God all over me right now. Oh, we're not going to move. We're going to wait. We're going to keep doing virtual Sunday school. We're going to keep, hallelujah, doing virtual prayer service. We're going to keep on doing what we're doing until we hear the sound from God. Oh, I feel God all over me. Look at what he says here in the word. He says, and let it be when thou hearest the sound of a going in the top of the mulberry trees. He says that then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go out before thee. Watch this. There's some things that we've been trying to kill, hallelujah, that God says, because you can't kill it, I gotta kill it. So I gotta close the doors so I can kill it myself. I gave the preachers the chance to kill it and they couldn't kill it. Gave the deacons a chance to kill it and they couldn't kill it. Gave the ministers a chance to kill it and they couldn't kill it. Ordained me some reverends and they couldn't kill it. Hallelujah. And he said, so I got to close the doors so I can kill it myself. But look at what he says here. He says, not only am I going to kill it, hallelujah, but the thing that I kill, I'm going to kill it, and I'm going to deliver you from what tried to kill you. There's some stuff that's been trying to kill us in Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. Hallelujah. It went after my buddy. It went after one of my best friends, Doug Childs. Oh, yes, it killed his body. But I'm here to tell the devil that it didn't kill his soul. Oh, yes, He's absent from the body, but I'm glad today that he is present with the Lord. Yeah, there's been some stuff that tried to kill. It tried to kill Deacon Jackson. It went after Deacon Simmons. Oh, yes, we had some devils that tried to come through the front door, that tried to walk down the middle of the aisles. Some of them devils tried to get up in the pulpit because it's trying to kill Minister Rochester right now. But hallelujah, God said, because Mount Lebanon required of me, because Mount Lebanon refused to open the doors until I gave them a sound. Jesus. They kept the doors closed. Jesus. He says, because they did that, Jesus. He says, I'm going to get in front of it. Oh, Jesus. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God says, because you stood back, I'm going to step up. Hallelujah. Because you moved out of the way, I'm going to get in the way. Mount Lebanon, because we got out of the way, God got a blessing for Mount Lebanon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Deacons, stay out of the way. Ministers, stay out of the way. Hallelujah. Ushers, stay out of the way. Let God get front of it. For the Bible says that he said to David, he says, David, I got this. You just listen for the sound. I got it. I'm in front of it now because you called my name. I'll handle it, David. What I'm going to do, you may not see it, but your faith will see what your eyes can't see. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Your faith will see. Hallelujah. What your eyes can't see. Oh, I feel God right now. Hallelujah. He says, I'm going to get in front of it, David. He says, David, I'm going to handle it. Hallelujah. When I tell you, yes. When you hear the sound,
yes.
That means that is the time to attack.
Yes.
But no, before you attacked, I already attacked.
Yes.
With Mount Lebanon, and all you other churches have to understand is that if you keep the doors closed until God says open the doors, and if you listen to the sounds, God said he'll be in front of it. And if God's in front of it, he'll make your enemies your footstool.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Because God is about to make the virus,
Jesus,
my footstool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, for using the things of life to help me understand,
Jesus,
that you are God,
yeah,
and that you're always in control, that you're never,
yeah,
not in control. You are. You are in control. Oh, God, thank you for being in control. Oh, God, I feel you. Oh, God, I give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Look at what he says. He says, and thou, he says, that then thou shalt go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And David did,
yes,
so as the Lord had commanded him, and smite the Philistines. Hallelujah. Because David did as he was commanded. God went before it. Hallelujah. And he gave David the direction. He gave David the power. He gave David the wisdom. He gave David the knowledge,
yes,
to destroy the enemy. My brothers and sisters, if we're going to win this battle, if we're going to conquer this enemy, if we're going to go back into the church, we have to understand that we cannot go in the church until we hear the sound. Until we hear the sound, we got to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Don't you get discouraged. Stay encouraged. Stay engaged. Stay connected. And know that God will bring us through. I miss the church as much as you. Hallelujah. I want to see your face so bad. I want to hug you and tell you how much I love you. I want to shake some of you and tell you it's going to be all right. But I can't go in.
Jesus.
We can't go in as a church until we hear the sound. If we hear the sound, Mount Lebanon, we will be victorious.
Amen. What a word.
I don't want to just get in the church. I want to get in the church and be victorious.
Jesus.
If we listen for the sound, we will be victorious. Not just in this battle.
Come on now.
Hear what I'm saying.
Yes, Jesus.
Not just in this battle, but the battles to come. Because as sure as my name is what it is, there's more battles coming. But if I can learn how to hear the sound, if I can move the distractions out of my ear and just tune my ear into the true sound of God.
Amen. Jesus.
God will give us direction and he will show us when to attack, when to go in, when to do his work, when God will show us when. But we got to listen to the sound. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you praise, oh God.
What a word.
We thank God. Hallelujah for this word today.
Hallelujah, God.
We praise you. We thank God. Hallelujah for this word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell everybody around the world, everybody you meet when you go to the supermarket, and they ask you, when is Mount Lebanon going to open their doors? Mount Lebanon ain't opening their doors until we hear the sound.
Hallelujah.
Make sure you tell them. Make sure you tell them. Tell every member. If they ask you, when is Reverend Coulter going to finally open up the doors? Everybody else got their doors open except you guys. You guys may be the first ones open. And why is everybody else not open? It's because Mount Lebanon heard the sound. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. What a word.
Thank you, God.